This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. Neil Cazares Thomas has had an eventful first year in the pulpit at Dallas's Cathedral of Hope, which bills itself as the largest LGBT congregation in the country. Just a few weeks after he took over, the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. Last month, the debate over transgender bathrooms flared up, and last weekend, of course, brought the deadly shooting spree in an Orlando gay nightclub. Neil Cazares Thomas, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Let's focus on the last week. What's that been like for you?
It's been pretty horrendous, to be really honest with you. Waking up on Sunday morning, you think you have everything prepared for worship, and then suddenly, you hear 20 people and then 50 people, lost their lives in a gay bar in Orlando. And then, of course, the outpouring of affection and hope, having to switch up a little bit in sermons and offer times of prayer and healing, reconciliation, helping people to process their feelings. And then, of course, this whole week, marches and watching communities around the world really responding with what on earth is really happening here in the United States of America.
Do you have many Muslim members? I wonder how this intersection of Muslim and gay interest plays out here in North Texas.
Well, I think the truth is that we live in a culture that has been so invested in building walls between communities. What has been interesting that in the midst of this intersection, there has been a coming together of these communities. The LGBT community, has always stood with our Islamic sisters and brothers, and they have actually stood with us this week, and it has been, and it's Ramadan for them, so it's their most holy time.
We're almost a year out from the Supreme Court's gay marriage decision. I wonder if it's had an unintended effect, though, of sharpening the language of critics and actually making life tougher for some folks.
Of course. I think that as we win more rights, there is a backlash. We're not the first community that has suffered that backlash. I think that now we have more than 60% of the population, I think that percentage is growing all the time, now in favor of marriage equality. The target is, at first, I think, has been around, we can't really say much about the LGBT community, but now let's focus on the transgender community and see if we can build some, walls between those communities. And I think it really speaks to the toxic theology that exists in our culture. And I think that the preachers, I'm a preacher as well, but I think that the preachers who allow this toxic extremist, Christian extremist language have to take some responsibility.
Immediately after the event, Sunday morning, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tweeted out the reap what you sow Bible verse. And you were pretty fiery on the pulpit immediately after that. You said such speech gives permission to hate. Now that Patrick says that tweet wasn't in response to Orlando, does that change how you feel?
It doesn't change how I feel. And I've actually demanded an apology from him and an outright condemnation of what happened in Orlando. And neither of those things have happened. And, LGBT people are part of his constituents here in Texas. And whether he agrees theologically or not, he's not a Christian as the lieutenant governor. He is a servant of all. Anybody in public office who uses their faith to discriminate should not be in public office. They're in public office to serve the people who elected them.
What's the biggest thing you've learned over the last year?
I've learned that I love being in Dallas, that I'm in the right place for the right time. This is going to be a place I'm going to make home for a long time to come, and to continue to speak up and speak out against this doctrinal fundamentalism and extremism in the Christian church and in other faiths that promotes this kind of hate. It must stop.
Neil Cazares Thomas, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for letting me be here, and anytime you want me.